Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn how to pronounce the letter T with an American accent. Let's begin by listening to a clip from the popular song Beautiful by the American singer Christina Aguilera. Pay attention to the way she pronounces her T on the title of the song.
I am beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can't bring me down. No, no. So don't you bring me down today.
Notice that when she says beautiful, the letter T sounds more like a quick, light D, and not like the aspirated T we discussed in last week's podcast. She doesn't say beautiful. She says beautiful. She also says no matter what they say. Notice that she doesn't say no matter. She says no matter. This pronunciation of T, like a quick and light D, is known as the tap. It's sometimes called the flap, but I will be referring to it as the tap. The tap is very common in American and Canadian English. We hear it in words like better, city, water. In your native language, there's probably only one pronunciation of T. It is simply t. However, this is not the case in American English. There are actually three main pronunciations of the letter T. This podcast is going to teach you when to pronounce T using the tap. Learning to use the tap is a big part of improving your accent and will also greatly improve your listening skills. The focus of this week's podcast is to become aware of the American tap T, to learn how and when to pronounce the tap T, and to also practice this sound in some keywords and common American expressions and idioms. Let's listen to the following sentence. You took some beautiful photos. Perhaps you've noticed that in this sentence, some T's sound more like a D than T. Again, this is known as the tap. Photo. Again, notice how we did not say, you took some beautiful photos. If this sounds more like British English to you, you are correct, as the British do not use this T sound. It's distinctly North American. Now let's discuss when Americans use the tap. Here is the general rule regarding the tap. If T comes after a vowel and before an unstressed vowel, we use the tap. For example, the word photo. First, let's determine where the stress falls in this word. Photo. Notice how the vowel is longer and the pitch is higher on the first syllable. Photo. Therefore, stress falls on the first syllable. Fo. Now, let's look at where the T falls in this word. In the word photo, the letter T comes after a vowel sound, O, and before an unstressed vowel sound, again, another O. This T falls after a vowel and before an unstressed vowel, and therefore, according to the rule, we pronounce it with the tap T. Now let's look at the word beautiful. First, let's find the main stress. Stress is on the first syllable, bu. The T comes after the vowel sound oo, and before the unstressed vowel, I. So again, we follow the rule and we pronounce it with the tap. Beautiful. Now let's contrast the tap T with the aspirated T we learned about in last week's podcast. You took some beautiful photos. You might recall from last week's podcast that aspirated T is used at the beginning of stressed syllables. In the previous sentence, the word took is stressed. The T comes before a stressed syllable, so we use aspirated T. This is in contrast to the words photo and beautiful, where the T comes before an unstressed syllable. If this seems like a lot of theory, don't worry. The first step is to become familiar with the rules for when to use the tap. Once you become aware of the rules, you can begin to practice the tap, and you will begin to use it and hear it instinctively, without thinking, just like a native speaker does. You'll be paying attention to the rhythm, not the rule. With enough practice, it will become habit and second nature. This is known as muscle memory, the ability to do something without thinking about it. Now let's discuss how to pronounce the tap T. Gently and quickly tap the tip of your tongue against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Let the air flow continuously. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. Tap T is a continuant consonant because we do not stop the air, but let it flow along the sides and over our tongue. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. Tap T is a voiced consonant because we use our voice to make this sound. Now let's practice some key words which contain the tap T. Please listen and repeat. Photo. City. Better. Little. Exciting. Now let's practice some common American expressions and idioms which contain the tap T. Please listen and repeat. What a beautiful day. What's the matter? It's like shooting fish in a barrel. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. The secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.